Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 2001. This is issue number 200, and it's fully packed, so I'm going to turn it right over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. We have three editions of the Switch to make up this month's tape, and we start with reference number 514 and these call letter changes. 620 CKCK in Regina, Saskatchewan becomes CKRM, actually half of a call swap. 900 WEMG Philadelphia, Pennsylvania changes calls again. This time they're WURD. 970 WBCG Canton, North Carolina becomes WWIT. I believe that's a return to an older call. 980, the other half of that swap, CKRM in Regina, Saskatchewan becomes CKCK. 1130, the new station in Honolulu, Hawaii will become KRUD. 1180, WSAF in Tryon, Georgia becomes WZQZ. 1310, WSSJ Camden, New Jersey changing to WEMG, the call that was on 900 in Philly. 1350, WTAZ Peoria, Illinois becomes WOAM. 1370, KCNB in Holdenville, Oklahoma becomes KLIS. 1370, WJWS South Hills, Virginia becomes WSHV. 1570, KMYZ Pryor, Oklahoma changes to KMUR. And on 1680, KRJO Monroe, Louisiana becomes KYEA. Several new stations were granted on 1230 in Waycross, Georgia, 1,000 watts day and night non-directional, and on 1570 in Warrenton, Oregon, 50,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, separate patterns day and night. One application of interest in Canada, of course, another AM station moving to FM, 1300 CJME in Regina, Saskatchewan, would like to move to 94.5. And some grants of interest on 550 WKNJ in Lakeside, New Jersey. This new station, which I do not believe is on the air yet, has changed its city of license to Harriman, New York. 640 CFOB Fort Francis, Ontario will move to 91.3. On 910, CHRL in Roberval, Quebec will change to 99.5. 1050 CICF Vernon, British Columbia will move to 105.5. 1350 CKCI Parksville, British Columbia will move to 88.5. And on 1560 KWCO in Chickasha, Oklahoma will change its city of license to Dell City, Oklahoma. Under otherness, on 1150 WSNW in Seneca, South Carolina, this station is silent. They are presently building a new transmitter site. That's expected to be back on the air in March. 1160 WELX in Callahan, Florida. This silent station has returned to the air. Moving on to reference number 515, one call letter change, which is actually a non-change. 860 in Berlin, New Mexico, it applied to change to KBUG. They have now set that request aside, and they remain KARS. Couple applications of interest on 540 WDMV in Pocomoke City, Maryland. Can't decide where they want to go to. They had applied to move to Pikesville, Maryland. Now they have an application to move to Damascus, Maryland. And on 1190 KXMX at Anaheim, California, would like to change their city of license to Paramount, California. Several grants of interest, and as expected, they are more Canadians moving to the FM band. 940 CJIB Vernon, British Columbia will move to 107.5, and on 1240 CHVD in Dubuque, Quebec will move to 100.3. Items in otherness of interest on 1010 KGUI Milwaukee, Oregon is silent. 1250 KBTC in Houston, Missouri, this station has returned to the air. And on 1600 KVRI in Blaine, Washington, this brand new station now on the air. And finally, moving on to reference number 516, these call letter changes. 780 WPPD Mulberry, Florida changes to WREY. And on 1310 WIRA in Priceville, Alabama, they change to WQAH. Two grants of interest on 1170 WJES in Johnson, South Carolina will move their city of license to Saluda, South Carolina. And on 1200 WQDQ, that new station in Lebanon, Tennessee, that's been a construction permit for as long as anyone can remember and has never yet been on the air, they now receive a grant to change their city of license to Nashville, Tennessee. And finally, in otherness, on 640 WBOW in Terre Haute, Indiana, this station is now silent. The FCC has determined that the station owner, Michael Rice, was unsuitable to be an FCC licensee because of his numerous criminal convictions and has put his stations off the air. Those licenses will be auctioned in December. On 1050 KCHN in Brookshire, Texas, this silent station has returned to the air. 1100 KZKL in Milan, New Mexico is also back on the air. And 1230 WBUZ in Terre Haute, Indiana, also silent for the same reason. The 640 station is now off the air. That wraps it up, except for just a brief note, and we hope it's the final note on the 1500 situation in Burbank, California. We were sorry that last month we misspoke a little bit. We said the station went silent in the early 90s. We should have said the station was silent in the early 90s. The early 90s is as far back as we can trace the history of this station, since the FCC is not very good in their old record keeping. We noticed that in the early 90s, the station, when the license was finally canceled, was silent. So we should have said it was silent in the 90s, not it went silent in the 90s. And we hope that clears all that up. For now, we apologize for speaking through a very, very scratchy voice. We've had a bad cold. The flu has been going around this area. We certainly hope it hasn't gotten to Florida and ruined the dulcet tones of John Bowker. Let's find out, shall we?
Well, thanks again, Jerry. It was great to see you at the convention in Pittsburgh. Say, what a privilege it is to take part in this 200th program tape for the DX Audio Service. You know, when Fred and Bob Walker introduced that first program of the DX Audio Service, it was a 60-minute cassette back in April of 85, I'll bet anything. They hoped and dreamed the idea would catch on, but, you know, I'll also bet that they had no idea how wildly successful these tapes would be. Fred, that profile that you did on WLS, that first tape, it's of archival quality. And, of course, I steal a jingle or two from that tape, too, the same as I do from Phil Wayne's Market Scopes. But all I can say is congratulations for the outstanding quality job you've done on this hobby, my friend. Please keep it going, because I'm only up to 680 on the travelogue so far. Well, speaking of that, let's roll some tape of our own. I'm sure glad to be home again. We're just getting home from Pittsburgh, really, and here it is the second half of October already. I'm not going to try to track down the mismatch problems we had with the sound quality of the tape last month. Enough to say that all that equipment has now been disposed of. So we're going to have a fresh start, Fred, if we ever do a live travelogue again. I think we'll use your equipment. 680, it's one of the clear channels that was broken up quite early, and particularly when compared with its neighbors at 650 and 670. By 1942, for instance, there were already five stations operating at 680 on the dial, and you know they're all still on the air, and you know they all still use their original call letters, except for the one in San Francisco, and this very first one, as we start the November 2001 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
This is WRKO Boston, an Entercom communications station.
WRKO First News at exactly 10:59. Good morning. I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, Chris. Now, this 50,000-watt station started out using Lawrence as its city of license in Massachusetts, just north of Boston. It had the call sign WLAW, but then, later on, it moved to the city of Boston with the call letters WNAC, and they had the Mutual and Yankee networks, as I so fondly remember from my vantage point in the state of Vermont. But then, in 1968, everything changed, and it became WRKO, a real moneymaker, and they used a jingle for their hourly ID.
WRKO, Boston.
That pretty well sums it up for the six New England states, so we're going to move over to the Empire State next on our trip across the country at 680 on the dial. This next city is beginning to take on some added importance, what with two new interstate highways coming to town recently. I don't know how many other cities can say that in the United States. And, of course, its ethnic population is leading the way.
All day. This is the new winner country. WINR, Binghamton.
CBS News. I'm Pamela McCall. Word out of Afghanistan, a U.S. assault is on its way.
Well, I guess that pretty well dates the tape for us. That was recorded on October 8th, 2001. And so we drive now to the south and the west, into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
News station. 680 WISR Butler.
A very pleasant good evening to you. It's just moments now past 5 o'clock, 83 degrees here in Butler. We'll check this afternoon and this evening's weather forecast following this news.
Okay. We have to go back a ways for this next one.
in the talk station, 680 WCBM Baltimore.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre.
Now here's a station that will be celebrating its 45th birthday in the year 2002.
Along to see the
member of the Associated Press Radio Network, 680 WRGC Silva.
Network News. I'm Tim Sargent.
Now, here's an ID I used the last time we came up the dial. Their format really hasn't changed in all that time, I have to tell you. And you might be interested to know that of all the stations now broadcasting at 680 on the dial, this next one was the first to be heard on this frequency, and it's still using its same call letters as it did when it signed on in 1929.
From the Piedmont to Pamlico, you're tuned to a magazine for your ears. We're WPTF Focus. WPTF, stereo AM 680, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
WPTF News Time, 5:30. Good afternoon, I'm David Sherrill.
Hey, had me worried there for a few minutes when the announcer said WPTF Focus. I don't even know what state that's in. Oh, well. Now, about three weeks ago, as you hear this, my wife and I drove right through the middle of Atlanta with the usual four tape recorders going on four separate radios. And among the stations we picked up for the travelogue collection was WCNN. And it doesn't even carry CNN News.
Tales on those stories. We'll update the sports news for you. Braves won last night against the Padres. Tom Glavine on the mound with a good outing. We'll also be telling you more about the weather forecast from Pat Pagano, traffic and business. This is WCNN North Atlanta, NBC News, sponsored in part by Trust Company. Does your bank suit you to a T?
This is the NBC Radio Network. Good morning, I'm Gary Nahn.
And so, next we come to the land of peace and harmony and terrific weather and beaches and, you know, yes, that's right, we come to Florida, if you hadn't guessed. In fact, I'm going to lean out the window of my studio here for this next ID.
Señor residente del 3730 oeste de la avenida Tyson en Tampa, que usando el engaño de ser un oficial de la policía, violó a una mujer después que la detuvo.
WRMD, St. Petersburg, Tampa.
Es Radio Mundo 680, tu alternativa musical.
Okay, and well within my memory, that station was IDing as
the Wall Street Journal Report. Coming up next on Life 680 WLFF, St. Petersburg, Tampa, a service of Century Broadcasting.
Well, okay, let's go back to 1991 and listen to Mark Strickert's radio on one of his recording trips.
Best and most oldies, WFGI Germantown, WODZ Memphis, the new Oldies 94.
We were listening for WODZ, but, you know, well within my memory once again, that 680 dial position along the mid-Mississippi sounded like this. 1975, actually.
68 on your radio, the right spot. For music and news, it's the bright spot. It's WMPS, Radio Memphis.
And crystal clear, WMPS FM, 97.1 megacycles on your FM radio.
Okay, and more recently in Memphis.
68 Gold, WRVR, Memphis, all oldies, all the time. Only on Memphis Oldies Channel, 68 Gold.
That was recorded in the late 1980s. They got a new set of calls there now, and we'll have to pick them up the next time we're that far west. Okay, let's go out to the ball game.
Do away with the Expos here in the night. Before we get it started, Peter Bergeron, the man to lead it off. We'll pause for station identification on the Red Legs Radio Network.
Ray 68 WCTT Corbin, your home for Red Baseball.
Well, now, Kentucky is a big enough state to have two stations operating at 680. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, just a few years back.
This is Headline News, a CNN network.
This
This is CNN Radio, AM 680, WXKN, Newburgh to New Albany, Jeffersontown to Jeffersonville, Kentuckiana's all news and information station.
I'm Toria Tolley, sitting in for Lynn Vaughn.
I should explain that Newburgh is really part of Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's an ID from that same station recorded in 1999.
Call 1-800-561-9804.
Your radio station, AM 680 WNAI Newburgh.
SRN News from Rich Thomason in Washington.
Now, they have a new call sign, so maybe a trip up through Louisville once again is in order. When we go up to Memphis, we'll take in Louisville. Who knows? You know, we took a side trip to Charleston, West Virginia, back in 1991 on our way to the annual NRC convention. And this is what we heard from the Mountaineer State.
Working back to school. Whoops, back to school? Mm-hmm, first day of school tomorrow. It's going to be sunny and hot. High tomorrow near 90. It's 68 at Cedar Grove and 71 at the new V100. WVAF, WCAW, Charleston. The new V100 and your official regatta update brought to you by Tom.
I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you to know we were listening for WCAW in that case. Now, from Charleston, there really isn't much to hear at 680 on the dial for a full day's drive to the north, but the trip is worthwhile because we're about to hear from one of the very few stations in the northern hemisphere that found a way to come on the air both day and night to serve its listeners in the big city, the big city being Detroit in this case. I'm very pleased to tell you that the ID explains the whole thing.
America's ethnic superstation. You're listening to WNZK, Dearborn Heights, Detroit. 690 days, 680 nights.
And you're listening to Dan Coppins here on the Sunday Poker Party with Barb on the mic with me and Mary Ellen on the telephone, and Rossi's helping shuffle
I'm
our...
glad to hear all that. If we continue our travelogue trip to the north and the west, when you finally get up into the wilds of the Upper Peninsula, the UP of Michigan, the dial once again comes alive at 680.
It's those restless hearts that never mend.
680 WDBC, Escanaba Gladstone, also serving Iron Mountain and Kingsford. Sunshine currently, as we check the State Bank of Escanaba time and temp sign, at 5 p.m. at 76 degrees.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane.
And you know, if you go down to the waterfront in Escanaba and look across the water to the south, you know what you see? You see the waters of Green Bay. Absolutely, that's right. And not too many miles to the west in Wisconsin is this station.
The best in Christian country and Southern gospel favorites, plus local weather, news, and sports. You're in Super Gospel Country, WOGO, Hallie, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena.
Hello, Therese. And that finishes up all the 680 stations, beginning with the letter W that we have on tape. And I guess that's a good clue. I should move out of here for another month so we can start again in December with the K calls at 680 on the dial. You know, once again, Fred, I stand in awe of the attention and talent and research you've put into this fun project called the DX Audio Service. And frankly, I'm most appreciative to have the opportunity to have met so many terrific guys and gals who tune into these monthly get-togethers. Heck, I thought I was the only one who was nuts, but you've shown me there are many others. And if any of them ever have reason to get in touch with me, my email address is WA2WEN, that's N like in the word Nancy, at Juno, J-U-N-O, .com. And my mailing address is John Bowker, I spell my last name B-O-W-K-E-R. I'm at 1811 Fort Duquesne. I'm going to spell that for you. D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-A. It looks like Duquesne when you get it all written out. Fort Duquesne Drive, that's in Sun City Center, Florida, 33573. I'd be delighted to hear from anyone at any time. Hey, Bruce Conti, it's your turn at the microphone.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. Early October delivered what I would call classic auroral DX conditions, an extended period of enhancement of reception from the south, courtesy of a polar absorption event. DXers across the United States and Canada reported reception of medium wave signals from Mexico, the Caribbean, and South America. Even in Newfoundland, the mecca for transatlantic DX, where Marconi completed his historic radio communication almost 100 years ago, the saltwater path to Europe was essentially shut down, as Jean Brunel of St. John's instead reported catches from deep South America. I was in Camden, Maine on a three-night camping expedition to catch some of the action. Venezuela was dominant across the dial. Here's one of the more commonly received signals from Venezuela at 2250 UTC on 1500 kilohertz. Radio Dos Mil, Cumaná. Here with a Radio Dos Mil jingle.
Calle Sucre frente a la Iglesia Santa Inés, Venezuela, Avenida Elis López, cruce con perimetral. Botica El Indio, Avenida Arismendi, número 195.
Here's another common signal from Venezuela, Oriente 720 por la mar on 720 kilohertz.
Oriente 720 les da la buena suerte. 10 minuto, hora de Venezuela.
Muy pronto, las águilas del Zulia sobrevolarán por Venezuela.
Now check out this signal from the Dominican Republic, Radio Popular Santo Domingo on 950 kilohertz.
Radio Popular, donde el romance, el recuerdo y calor cantan todos los días.
Pretty amazing what auroral conditions will do, hearing the Dominican Republic on a crowded domestic frequency like 950. One of the few remaining split-frequency radio stations in the Caribbean operates on 895 kilohertz. Here's the voice of Nevis, Vaughn Radio, with an ID on 895. Here's an outstanding signal from Venezuela on 1020 kilohertz, Radio Margarita La Asunción, recorded just after 3 hours UTC.
En Radio Margarita, 11:03 minutos, hora mundial.
Brazil was caught on 700, 750, 840, 860, and 890 kilohertz. Here's one of the better signals from Brazil, Radio El Dorado AMA, Sao Paulo on 700 kilohertz. Some tough DX there, but you could definitely hear El Dorado after the fanfare. Here's another super signal from Venezuela with the auroral conditions knocking out WBAL and CKKW. All news station Union Radio Noticias, Caracas, was easily heard on 1090 kilohertz.
A través de un comunicado, el Mulaco Mar afirmó que los musulmanes deben enfrentar la cruzada liderada por Estados Unidos con el apoyo internacional de Gran Bretaña, los países cristianos, Europa, la OTAN, Rusia y los países excomunistas. El Mullah Omar enfatizó que en la actual situación, la Guerra Santa o Yihad, se convierte en un deber para todos los musulmanes.
Usted escucha Unión Radio Noticias.
También en deporte. Unión Radio Noticias. Todo el tiempo en toda parte.
A strong signal from Venezuela was received on 780 kilohertz, Radio Coro, all alone on the frequency at 8 hours UTC.
Señal en el aire. Coreanísima.
La mañana se enciende todos los días. De lunes a viernes con la computadora 780. Con la animación de Andy Colina por Radio Coro 780 AM de 8 a 11 de la mañana. Radio Coro 780 AM reafirma su liderazgo como la auténtica emisora del pueblo. Con más presencia en la comunidad, más avances, más programas informativos y espacios para todo tipo de opinión y la música que todos quieren escuchar. En la oficina, en los taxis, en los autos particulares y en todas partes se siente la señal. 780 AM de Radio Coro.
Now on 1100 kilohertz, ZDK Magic Radio, St. John's, Antigua.
Molson, Canada. Lovenbrock, Germany. Australia, Bud Light, the USA, Wadadley Deer, Antigua, Barbuda, Great Nation, Great Beer, Wadadley Deer, blended right here in Antigua and Barbuda by the Antigua Brewery. Get the taste of a quality award-winning beer. Savor the refreshing taste and distinctive flavor as you drown your thirst. Brewed from the finest yeast, barley and hops, and produced by a highly trained staff with a high emphasis on strict quality control. A great nation like Antigua and Barbuda deserves a great beer. Wadadley Beer. Antigua Brewery. 463-8115.
It's all we drink.
Man and woman, are you really, really ready?
Yeah, we drink coffee, drink for everybody.
Why? Tell me why we are drinking.
Tell me when we're partying, all right, man. Cavalier rum, mix it up. Cavalier rum, mix it up. There's nothing you can't drink to be smooth. Nothing to test, it's better than the best. It's all we drink, so you know where we're rhyming. Move in the kitchen, we only want the real thing.
Tell me now,
what is this drinking?
Cavalier rum.
Yeah, man. And here's the musically modulating vibe of a power 1100.
Magic Radio is ZDK with DJ Nimble.
Next, another Caribbean split frequency station, ZIZ Radio St. Kitts. Caught signing on at 9 hours 30 minutes UTC. That's 5:30 Eastern Time, just as skies were brightening with the dawn light and sunrise about an hour away. St. Kitts on 555 kilohertz.
Good night, Betty Rudy, and an operator. I've got a good broadcast and a corporation. And a broadcast, and if you find the frequency of 555 kilohertz AM, 96.7 and 96.9 MHz FM. Our transmitter is located at Bayfront Center. And our listeners is now 10,000 yards. We greet all our listeners as we commence our day's program with the next act and remaining team for our entire broadcast.
So there you have some nice examples of reception during auroral conditions from Midcoast Maine, as received on a low HF-225 Europa communications receiver, a nice little radio for remote de-expeditioning. It'll run off of a 12-volt D-cell battery pack for 8 to 16 hours. I use a Sears Diehard Gel Cell Deep Cycle Marine battery for remote de-expeditioning, which had no problem powering the receiver and a low-current 12-volt lamp for the three-night camping de-expedition in Maine. Of course, while down east, I had to record a few of the local radio stations in addition to the DX signals. Here are some of the stronger signals received while in Camden, Maine. I'll let the stations identify themselves.
Rush Limbaugh at noon, Dr. Laura at 3 on the All News Talk 1450.
Listening to the All News Talk 1450 WRKD Rockland. It's 12 noon.
CNN Radio News. I'm Harry Beadle. AM 1370, WDEA, Ellsworth, a Cumulus station. Right.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. No quarrel with the people.
This is Stan Freeberg. Comedy, adventure, mystery, they're all yours for the listening on When Radio Was.
I'm asking you who's on first.
Look, up in the sky.
The lonesomest mile in the world. Broadway, my beat.
When Radio Was. Old-time drama every night of the week. Only on 870 AM and 106.7 FM. News Talk WMTW. News Talk WMTW. Gorham, Windham, Portland.
870-1067 News Talk.
From ABC News, I'm Karen Chase.
The attack of September the 11th sent a shockwave throughout our economy.
The neon lights are bright on Broadway.
This is WAVI Bangor, news at the top and the bottom of every hour on AM 910. CNN is next.
CNN Radio News, I'm Rachel Lee. The White House has announced a new aid package for suffering people in Afghanistan and neighboring countries.
Bangor's all sports radio station.
Taylor Hart Jr. comes back in the Daytona International Speedway, leading the...
AM 620, WZON Bangor.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Schmidt. Late word from Health Secretary Tommy Thompson of a confirmed anthrax case in Palm Beach County, Florida.
Easy as the breeze. This is 730 WJTO, Van Brunswick and Midcoast, Maine.
Number one for news and talk.
560 WGAN, Portland.
I'm Sonia Rincon. Top stories from the WGAN 24-hour news center. Portland's top cop's reaction to the FBI's disclosure. Maine's governor welcomes the latest candidate who wants to take over his job and hopes of some local dairy farmers crushed today on the House floor on Capitol Hill. In the WGAN Weather Watch forecast, partly cloudy tonight with some patchy fog, lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then becoming sunny, highs in the 70s. Maine's number one local news follows CBS at 6 o'clock on 560 WGAN.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. They harbor terrorists and it appears that they terrorize their own people in Afghanistan.
More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
Do your own thing, WXYZ.
Mark Dernberger here with a different sort of Clear Channel band scan.
This is a recording of Class 1A channels made at WSM transmitter site in Nashville, Tennessee. This is part of an interference study made September the 11th, 1971 at 9:30 p.m.
30 years ago, the Clear Channel Broadcasting Service, a group representing most of the 1A Clear Channel broadcasters in the country, began gathering recorded data for the FCC to demonstrate the sound of nighttime radio reception on the 1A Clear Channels from 640 to 1210 kilohertz. Participating stations were asked to each record all the other 1A stations they could receive at their locations. We were privileged to obtain the recordings made in Nashville during the early 1970s, tapes made, as you heard, at the WSM transmitter site. Now, since a 50-kilowatt transmitter on 650 was operating a few dozen feet from the receiving antenna, it's understandable that stations on 640, 660 and 670 were not available at the received location. So our coverage begins with 700 and extends through 1210. What you'll hear in this series of columns is what the band sounded like 30 years ago. Watch for some rare jingles and IDs, and even a few call letter changes along the way. As we spin back the tape to 1971.
The first station monitored will be WLW, Cincinnati, Ohio, at 700 kilohertz.
This is Bob Braun. Join me weekdays at noon for the 50-50 Club and our Big Money Calls on WLW Radio, Cincinnati. Jack Hyatt, the batter. Hyatt, 0 for 4.
Hyatt hitting .349. Nicky, the winning run at second. Jimmy Wynn, window dressing on a first. One out.
WGN in 1971.
Right now it's officially 32 degrees at Midway Airport, 33 at O'Hare Field, 31 at Tribune Tower. This is Jim Lachman.
This has been WGN News, Fortunes Recorded. Our next report at 9:30. This is WGN Radio, Chicago.
It's a fact of life and death. This is Eddie Hubbard. Did you know individuals, government agencies, industry, and farming dump 980 million pounds of 900 different pesticide chemicals onto the land and into the lakes every year?
WSB, 750 kilohertz.
234, 151, 23, 197, 385, 293. The entries are pouring in to WSB Radio. Folks are trying to guess the number of daisies on Daisy May to try to win that Vega sedan. Mail entries to Daisy May, WSB Radio, Atlanta.
Here's another WSB soundbite. Notice the obvious het. In those days, before the FCC had completed the trashing of the clear channels, there was a lot less domestic and hemispheric interference on the 1A channels, and you were more likely to copy a 9 kilohertz station half a world away, strong enough to create the beat, even inland, such as at the WSM transmitter site. Here's another hit on a different night in 1971.
Well, once you get together with Al David and Burt Bacharach, which he always does, it comes out like this. Their latest effort is called Amanda. 7.5 minutes before 10 o'clock, and the news at 10, WJR in Detroit.
Maybe fill your dreams with love.
Oh, boy.
News before the hour on WABC New York. Connecticut's Governor Thomas Mescal was reported aboard an Air National Guard plane which experienced engine trouble while en route to the National Governors Conference in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Mescal and three other governors took another flight after their plane returned to Florida for a safe landing. Another near airline mishap, this one at Kennedy Airport. More than 100 people escaped injury tonight when a taxiing Alitalia airline and a Planemate passenger-loading vehicle collided.
WBBM, 780 kilohertz.
Boy, think about the fact that Nashville and Chicago aren't that far apart, but this is how 780 sounded on an April night almost 30 years ago.
That is a 14,000-member Civil Service Employees Association. WBBM News Time is coming up now on 9:37.
Once upon a time, overweight was considered a sign of prosperity and abundance. Plumpness spoke well for a person, for it indicated a comfortable position in life. Well, today, we know better. We know that the fat person is not necessary.
Johnny Smith getting us back to music, a song called Just One Time at 21 minutes until the hour of 11 o'clock. Ray Cote on 50,000-watt WBAP, and right after a few messages, we'll have my pal and partner, my main man, that learned oracle, that wise old sage, Ron Godby, with all the weather. So all you weather fans, get ready.
Johnny Cash.
It's the Pepsi generation coming at you, going strong. Put yourself behind.
This is Mark Dernberger, and we're turning back the clock to the 1970s to hear once again the sounds of the 1A clear channel stations as recorded at WSM Nashville. I bet you old-timers are hearing some voices and some sounds you may have forgotten.
WCCO, 830 kilohertz.
20 minutes before 10 on a Saturday in CCO land.
Hello, I'm Lorne Greene. High taxes is perhaps the most important issue facing the people of Wisconsin this year. And who can you turn to for help? To the same man who has helped you throughout his public life. Hubert Humphrey, the man working in farm families called Wisconsin's third senator. Humphrey knows your personal income tax is the highest in the country. Humphrey knows that Milwaukee ranks second in the country in the estimated tax burden paid by the average family. Worse still, Humphrey sees high property taxes really hurting city dwellers and farm families.
Boy, listen to WHAS practically up the street.
Louisville temperature now is 68. Skies are partly cloudy. The humidity up there at 91%. Winds are southerly. 9 miles per hour. 75. We've had about 2 inches of rain in the past 24 hours, and it looks like this showery, rather warm and humid weather pattern will continue on through Monday.
Here's WWL on 870, and you're going to hear them do a promo that was written by the Clear Channel Broadcasting Service. The Clear Channel stations, who were lobbying to keep their channels clear, launched a full-scale promotion about the advantages of Clear Channel service. Here's one version written by the Clear Channel Broadcasting Service and aired by its members.
9 minutes before 11 o'clock, men, time for a man's cigar, King Edward Invincible Deluxe. It's the big one. There's your Clear Channel service. Without Clear Channel's vast, remote, rural regions would be deprived of nighttime radio listening. 870 kilocycles on your dial is a Clear Channel. No other station operates on 870 kilocycles at night, which makes possible radio service to distant points. WWL in New Orleans is a Clear Channel.
WCBS, 880 kilohertz.
This is the way it was on 880 during most of these spot checks. Lots of Spanish co-channel as heard in Nashville.
That's my share at WLS. Thank you very much, Palos Heights, Borith and Lyle, for checking in tonight. Chris Eric Stevens were here. He'd give you a big sloppy wet kiss over the radio. Also, thank you very much, Los Angeles, for calling us tonight. Like to steal business from the real Don Steele any night. Hear the stylistic skit.
Hey, I saw somebody who looked just like you. She walked like you do.
WLS, the way AM nighttime radio could sound. Those of us in the business back then were in awe of how some stations just seemed to pound right through. We did appreciate all the extra work that went into creating a competitive signal, from the special audio processing at the studio to the fine-tuning of the transmitter and antenna system. The result was usually fun to hear. 50,000 watts of booming radio keeping you company through the night. Some stations did very well, and some didn't fare as well. Here's KDKA.
No.
Really?
Well, I really don't have anything planned to play, so what would you like to hear?
Okay, first of all, I got to wait 5 seconds so that I can legally say, and the government will get off my back, KDK, Pittsburgh, Group W, Westinghouse, broadcasting for Pittsburgh and for the tri-state. I thought I did that rather well that time.
Okay, well, we'll get the final for you right after. I'm Bob Wilson. The name of the program is Calling All Sports on WBZ. Back after news.
Hi, this is Dick Sellers. I'll be seeing you in an hour right here on Radio 103.
The Spirit of New England, WBZ Boston, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
It's 59 degrees in Boston. Tonight's low will be in the 50s. I'm Streeter Stewart reporting the 11 o'clock WBZ News. The three-day-old fire, which has been sweeping the Los Padres National Forest in California, is still raging, but firefighters hope to be able to get it under control tomorrow.
WHO, 1040 kilohertz.
That's Arlene Harden on Country Music USA, which will continue following news and weather on WHO radio. You're listening to WHO Des Moines, Iowa. News now from NBC at 11 o'clock.
NBC Monitor, news on the hour. Here's Gene DiCardo.
Newport, Rhode Island police are being very close-mouthed this hour, but an NBC producer on hand to help broadcast the Newport Jazz Festival on radio said rampaging young people tore down fences became so destructive the evening's program was canceled. Apparently the troublemakers were trying to get in free and there were virtually no police in the area at the time.
1100 has had a few call letters over the years, WTAM, 3WE, and in 1971 it was WKYC.
Family Affair, slime the family stone, kicking it all up. 1043 WKYC time. WKYC.
This is KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. Do you know where your children are?
This is KMOX, where St. Louis is happening.
Good evening, everybody. Nelson Kirkwood reporting KMOX News from around the world and here at home. An unknown number of persons have been killed in an earthquake in eastern Turkey. The city of Bingöl, with 53,000 residents, reportedly is 80% destroyed. The precise death toll in the city is not known, but first communications from the city say only less than 1,000. Two persons were known to have been killed in a nearby town. There's no report from a city of 31,000, but authorities believe the city was leveled.
No KSL copy during the 1971 tests, but we'll be doing several of these columns in the coming months, and we should be able to include KSL in the WSM reception recordings made later in the 1970s.
WHAM, 1180 kilohertz.
Mac Davis, who does a lot of writing too, Sweet Dreams and Sarah.
WOAI, 1200 kilohertz.
I can still recall.
There's that nighttime AM sound again, this time from San Antonio, as recorded at the WSM transmitter site on May 22nd, 1971. And we're out of time, but we'll make room for one more station on 1210.
On October 4th, WCAU Radio editorially supported Frank Rizzo for mayor of Philadelphia. Here with a reply is Carmen Iacuzio, campaign manager for Joseph Ferreri, Constitutional Party candidate for mayor.
Prison reform has always been essential to the survival and future of society. We must question the approach to prison reform as proposed by Mr. Rizzo and Mr. Longstreth in view of their silence when the
This concludes the recording at WSM.
Indeed. And we hope you enjoyed that flashback of three decades. Some station IDs and voices you may have forgotten. It was all part of the Clear Channel scene, although listening to some of these recordings, you can see the clears were no longer clear. The FCC had begun the breakup of the 1A channels in the mid-1960s, and some of the stations were already suffering from interference from new stations in the West. Others still had the hets to contend with, but when the signal was there, oh boy, what a great sound. This is Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We'll be back next month with another Clear Channel column, and a few months from now, we'll bring back another of these flashbacks. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. And before we flip over to side two of this tape, let me pass along some quick address and phone information. If you'd like to write to me here at the DX Audio Service, my address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. My new telephone number, and it has changed, is 419-228-6223. That's 419-228-6223. 223. The old telephone has been disconnected, so you have to use that new number. Well, let's flip over to side two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 2001 and see what Phil Wayne has in store for us.